There's little debate about the price tag for national defense. The NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, includes a $28 billion increase, totaling more than $888 billion. It includes the largest increase for military personnel pay in some 25 years, a 5.2% increase. It also includes $9.7 billion to counter China, $300 million in military aid to Ukraine, and it would create the Space National Guard, further entrenching U.S. military might in the final frontier, outer space. These issues both parties are largely united behind, but Democrats are wary Republicans will try to finagle in other partisan amendments. Here's Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
They want to load it up with every single divisive social issue under the sun via the amendment process. Anti-abortion? Check. Anti-LGBTQ rights? Check. Anti-gun safety? Check. And it's not just that they're demanding it, it's that Republican leadership is probably caving. It's embarrassing, but quite frankly, it's not surprising. Kevin McCarthy may be the ringmaster, Mr. Speaker, but the clowns have taken over the circus.
At issue are amendments to block funding for programs like diversity and inclusion in the military, part of what Republicans call the Biden administration's woke agenda. Mark Alford is a Republican from Missouri.
Our military is being weakened from within. The woke ideologies are killing confidence, killing motivation, killing recruitment, and the excellence of our military. These woke policies of diversity, equity, and inclusion, critical race theory, must stop. The enemy does not care the color of the skin of our service members and does not care what pronoun they use.
Proposed amendments would bar critical race theory in military academies and bar funding for gender reassignment surgery for service members. McGovern says some of the amendments he finds offensive.
Incredibly offensive. We have members saying they want to get woke out of the military. But they can't even define woke. Was desegregating the military woke? Was allowing women in combat roles woke? Was repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell woke?
Other amendments would require audits of military contractors, war profiteers that have made billions by price gouging the Pentagon, according to Lloyd Doggett, a Texas Democrat.
The private defense industry can too often extract monopoly prices and demand basically a blank check for weapons and military supplies that are essential to our service members. An industry that is basically self-policing itself without much competition and without much of a watchdog inevitably leads to overcharging. The Pentagon paid over $10,000 for an oil switch when a commercial equivalent was available for about $300. It spent over $32,000 for an oil pump when one was commercially available for about $3,600.
He's got two amendments, including one to create a panel to review major defense contracts to determine fair prices. Another amendment by Silicon Valley Democrat Ro Khanna would follow the supply chain of defense products. He says many necessary military weapons parts aren't even made in the U.S., and the Department of Defense isn't sure where.
The top 15 steel companies in the world, 9 of them are in China, not one in the United States. We just realized in terms of artillery to Ukraine, we don't have enough conventional artillery, forcing us to be considering cluster bombs. We need to build our industrial base, and to do that, we need to figure out where the Department of Defense is getting weapons and the component parts, what are essential weapons and essential supply chains, and how we can ensure that those essential supply chains are made in the United States of America.
Other more pressing amendments like barring cluster munitions to Ukraine and barring U.S. aid to Saudi Arabia if it resumes attacks on Yemen will be discussed in the coming days. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.